Thank you for tuning in to the Cerrito House of Worship. It is our hope and belief that God will speak to you through His Word today. He is able to do far more than you could ask or even imagine.
I know God is desiring to heal the body of Christ. I know that. I've sensed it somehow this week in ways I just can't, sometimes don't even know how to say, but I know that God is pleading with us to hear what He's saying about hearing and hearing and hearing about healing. Paul the Apostle said, he says, I beseech you by the mercies of God that you present your body a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable unto God, which is actually your reasonable service. That you present your body a living sacrifice. And Paul says he begs you, and I sense that where Paul wrote that, I sense that where God would be saying to him, hey, listen to what I'm saying. Hear my word. Receive that which I've received, that which my son has done for you. Is that good? Can I tell you that Jesus has done it all? Can I tell you that everything's complete in Christ? You have been completed in Christ. And there's some things that He's wanting to for us to understand and to know about what's going on in the world today, and how big of a part that we have to play in our world today. Ooh, man. I was talking to my son last night, and an anointing came on through that phone that, man, I didn't expect, and it hit me last night, and my son was preaching at me. How many know it's good for your kids to preach at you? Come on, man. And my daughter, somebody told me, says, man, you raised him well. I said, nah, no, it's not me. You can't blame that on me. The Holy Ghost knows. All I said to God was, God, I will not release my children out of my house. They can stay here till they're 50, 60, 70, until I know that they know you. That they know who your spirit is. They know that the reality that's in being born again is real. And last night when my son was talking to me, such an anointing. And I don't know if it's about today, if it's about, I just don't know. But I do know one thing, folks, that God is speaking to the body of Christ. We are the body of Christ. We are members one of another. When one hurts, the whole bunch of us hurt. Do you know that? I attended a men's breakfast yesterday. I was asked to speak at the breakfast, and this thing was packed full. And one of the things those guys do in the breakfast is they take prayer requests, and then they'll pray for them. There was probably a good 35 minutes devoted to praying for these requests yesterday. There had to be at least 40, 50. I'm not sure how many. They read and read and read and read again and read again. All these requests. And it was troubling my heart, because I know that God is saying that we're healed. I know that He's saying that. And God has been speaking to me all week about healing. About how much that we really need to understand what He's telling us about healing. Because we are the body of Christ. We are the body of Christ in the earth. Let me know that. And so if one member hurts, they all hurt. Is that right? If one member's sick, they're all part of the body. And we need every member. Can I say this to you? If this makes any sense, say amen. But if we need every member whole and complete, doing that what has been placed in their heart, that God has placed them in functioning in this body that's in the earth. We need it. We need you. So I know he's got a word for us today, and it might be a little bit different today. But I do know that he is desiring to heal like we haven't seen him before. Because of an understanding that hits your heart and begins to mull around on the inside of you, say, man, it's all real. It's true. This thing is true. It's real. It's real. Oh, I know it's real. So if you would stand up one more time. Jesus. Title of my sermon this morning, I forgot it already. Jesus. It's healed, healthy, wealthy, and wise. Find three people and tell them you are healthy, wealthy, and wise this morning in Jesus' name. Amen. Tell them. Speak it to them like you mean it. Amen. Come on. Hallelujah. Oscar, I'm going to go up over this wire. Glory to God. Thank you, mijo. Happy birthday, Oscar. Did you tell three people? Well, tell two more because I'm not ready. Come on. Hallelujah. Ooh, hallelujah. Mm-mm-mm-mm. Come on. Hallelujah.
Super sweaty.
Thank you, bro. Healthy, wealthy, and wise. Come on, man. Woo, hallelujah. This last week has been kind of crazy with me because God has really been after me about this message. And I'm really not sure how it's going to go today. I just know that God's going to do something. I know that God has something for each and every person that's in the house. I don't care who you are. I don't care if it's a, I don't know if it's a broken toenail. But I know that God is concerned about his children. Do you know that? Anything that concerns you concerns him. Is that okay? He knows the count how many hairs you have on your head. See, he knows how many hairs are on your head. See, I mean, and God does all these things. He knows everything. Is that right? And he knows everything going on in your body. And you are part of the body of Christ. So God is saying, he goes, I would say this is what the Glenn, hey, let your ear hear this morning. Is that okay? All right? Because I believe God's got something for you. I believe God's taking us in a direction. This week on Monday, we had our leadership meeting. And the Lord spoke to me, says, I want you to pray over every one of the leaders. Because my healing does come in a flow. And it will come through leadership. And then it will come through into the body. And the body will take it into the streets. And I said, okay, I'll do that. So come in Wednesday night. To have Bible study and the same thing the Lord said, pray over them. Pray healing over them. Pray my word over them. And right now, just a few minutes ago, he said to me while I was standing up here, he says, speak this to them this morning. This is what he said to me. I'm going to ask you to close your eyes just for a second and hear what he said. What he said to speak was, receive the gospel of Jesus Christ and none other. If you hear me, listen to what he's saying. He said, receive the gospel of Christ. I'm going to let that sit just for a second. Thank you, Father. Glory to God. Hallelujah. So receive. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. There's no part of the gospel that you should leave out. Is that right? God hasn't called us to pick and choose our favorite scriptures and well, I like this, and then this other scripture over here, well, I don't like that scripture because it's kind of negative to me. Or I mean, God, the Word of God is seed. And God hasn't given us he's not telling you, I want you to pick and choose. He says, receive my word. Receive the gospel of Christ. Can I tell you? This book continues to amaze me. And I don't know about you, but this book amazes me, because just when I think I know something about a scripture, something else pops out of that scripture. That's why I only look at this book. I've gotten folks that have told me, hey, man, you got to read this, you got to read that and everything. And I say, it's okay. And I'll read a few things, but I'm always back in this. I get tired of those other things, and I'm back in this. Why? Because this book speaks. And I haven't found an end. I haven't found a bottom of the well in this book yet. And folks, I will tell you, so if your heart set is to go find a good book or someplace else, you know, I'm going to say maybe your heart set's not right, because the Bible has it all for you. It will instruct you in righteousness. Is that what Paul says? It will guide you and it will lead you. The Word of God will come upon you, and it will show you what you need to do if you will listen to it. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. It's a little different this morning. I can sense something different. Well, we'll see. Hallelujah. If you will, let's open your Bibles. We're going to look at Samuel. 1 Samuel chapter 15, verse 22. Everybody say healthy, wealthy, and wise. Yeah, come on, man. Yeah. Hey, don't get quiet on me. I'm not mad at you. Hallelujah. 1 Samuel chapter 15, verse 22. I'll just read it off the wall. Father, thank you, Lord, for what you're doing in the body of Christ today, all over the world. Not just here in this house, not just here in Green Valley, not here, just here in Arizona, the United States of America, the Americas, but all across the globe, what you are doing through, by your Spirit, Father. Father, we thank you, Lord. And Lord, lead us and guide us today by your Spirit as we go into your Word. Father, help each and every one of us to hear what you're saying today. Lord, we thank you for it and we praise you for it. If you agree, say amen.
Amen.
The Word of God says right here, and Samuel said, Hath the Lord as great delight in burnt offerings and sacrifices as in obeying the voice of the Lord? Behold, to obey is better than sacrifice, and to hearken or listen better than the fat of rams. How many of you told your children this? Hey, how many of you got your kids? To obey is better than sacrifice. Anybody done that with your kids? I've told my kids that. Hey, you got to obey me. The Bible says to obey is better than sacrificing and all this other stuff. Okay, Dad, whatever. But I say, to obey is better than sacrifice, and to hearken is better than what? Fat of rams. Same thing, a sacrifice. But it's a little bit backwards here. And you know, we hear more people saying the first part, to obey is better than sacrifice. But no, you don't a lot of times hear people talking about the second part where it says, and to listen or to hear is better than the fat of rams. But can I tell you, it's backwards right there. Do you see that? Because you got to be able to listen in order to obey. Is that all right? Listen. You got to listen in order to obey. And God is calling us, like I've said over and over, God has been calling us into his presence. He's been calling us into the place where he will speak to you. And everyone is different. Just because I do something one way doesn't mean everybody has to do it. You find your place where God speaks to you and allow him to speak to you, because he will speak to you. He will. If you're staying and if you're looking at his word, he's going to speak to you while you're reading. He's going to speak to you when you're going to pray. He's going to speak to you when you're worshiping. He's going to speak to you. His voice, he says, my sheep know my voice. Some of you say, well, I never hear God. I'm going to tell you something. Well, get the word. Look at the word. Get into the word. Find out what he's saying, because I'll tell you, you'll begin to hear what he's saying because of the word. That's just who he is. The word of God is Christ. Do you know that? It's Jesus. So if you're reading the word and you're taking the word in, you will hear Jesus because the word is Jesus. We got to realize and understand some of these things, because the fact of the matter is maybe we're not really getting what God is trying to do with us. Is that okay? Hallelujah. Myself included. I wish I knew. I wish I knew everything that God had for me. But then maybe that's not a good thing, because maybe it's something that I never expected. Maybe someplace I don't think I wanted to go. I don't know. But he says, sufficient for today is the evil thereof. Is that right? Yes. Forget about tomorrow. He says, I've already got today. Can I tell you why that is? Because he already knows the end from the beginning. He knows everything about your life. The more you get comfortable with God and doing and thinking about, he orders my life. Everything that comes into my life, guess what? It's my God. 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 17, it says this. It says, all things are passed away and all things have become new. You guys know that? The very next verse says this. When you're born again, the very next verse says this, and all things are of God. It's not up there. All things are of God. What does all mean?
All.
Does it mean all?
Everything.
Everything is of God. That's what the Word of God says. The Word of God says all things work together for good to those that love God and call according to His purpose. This is Romans chapter 8. What does all mean?
All.
Everything. All things work together for good. Can I tell you, the more comfortable you get with that, the easier it begins. Your life becomes easier, even though it can be very heavy and hard in certain times. Your life becomes easier because you believe God is in charge of my life. Is that right?
Yeah.
Come on, man. You can trust Him. Is that right? No matter what you go through, no matter what you end up, you can trust the Lord. Hallelujah. But you gotta say one thing. He says, hey, to obey is better than sacrifice, and to hear is better than the fat of rams. Listening for the Lord. How many of you actually go through your day listening for Him? How many of you actually spend time, say, God, or even speak to Him, say, God, I want to hear what you're saying right now. Can you speak to me? Can you say something to me? Come on. That's what we need to be doing. Because God is in charge of our lives. Everything that's going on in our lives, God has taken us. In Him we move. Is that right? How many of you move? Can anybody move? Come on, do a little movement for me. In Him we move and live and have our being. In Him. So everything about us, it's in Him. Oh, come on. I don't know if you're getting what I'm saying, but I'm going to move on. Praise God. Exodus chapter 15, verse 26. God is talking about healing, so I'm going to go to healing. Let me say, I didn't finish this. I prayed on Wednesday night. Wednesday during the day, I was cleaning the closet. Did I tell you this?
No.
That I was cleaning the closet for Rosie. And while I was cleaning the closet, my back went out. You know what? It didn't surprise me. I said, I know. And I started speaking to my flesh in the name of Jesus. Hey, you know what? Knock it off. Straighten up. The Word of God says that by His stripes I've been healed. The Word of God says, "By I am whole and complete, lacking what?
Nothing.
That's who I am. Therefore, shut your mouth, shut pain down in Jesus' name, and receive the Word of the Lord. Come on, you know what? Sometimes we just got to get real with ourselves. Is that right? It's not this, oh my God, I need a pill. Go get my pill. Jeez. Don't get me wrong, I've done that before. But God's word says what it says. Is that right? So check out this scripture right here. Look at this. Oh, God is speaking. He says, and said, if you will diligently, what? Listen. Hearken to the voice of the Lord your God, and will do that which is right in His sight, and will give ear to His commandments. And how many of we do that? How many of you do that? We hear His word, right? We give ear to it. Come on. You listen? Is that right?
Yeah.
And you give ear to those words? This is what he says to you. You keep his commandments? And he says this. And his statutes, I will put none of the diseases upon thee, which I have brought upon the Egyptians. Who's the Egyptians? Those in the world. Those people that don't get God, don't want to have anything to do with God, don't care about God. And he says, I will put none of these diseases upon you, which I have brought upon the Egyptians. And then he says this, for I am the Lord. What? I am the Lord that what? Say, read that with me. I am the Lord that healeth thee. Is that right? Can I just say this to you? I don't care who you are, saved or not saved. You go into a hospital, the drugs aren't healing you. The doctors aren't healing you. The healing comes from the Lord. God is the one that heals. God is the healer. How many of you know that? Well, I thank God for doctors. I'm glad when they were there in times when I've had troubles. I had to have an appendectomy. Is that cool? Lots of fun. I'm glad they were there because I don't know how to do it. And I don't know how much command in my body to straighten up because, I was sick for quite a while before that happened. But maybe I ought to realize I was headed that way. I might have done something, but I don't know. Just don't know. But one thing I do know, that my life is ordered by the Lord. There was a young lady in there that when she was a nurse and I began to talk to her because she saw my Bible. She goes, oh, you're a Christian? I said, yes, ma'am. And she goes, I've always wanted to be a nurse for those people that go into South America and places. They fly in and set up a mobile medic center. She goes, I've always wanted to do that. I said, oh, okay, what happened? Did you have kids and got married and have kids? She goes, no. I said, you don't have kids? No. I said, are you married? She goes, no. I said, what are you waiting for? You're a nurse.
Amen.
And a man that I was working for here, George Carson, he ran a little car wash on Calle de las Tiendas. He used to have a little U-Haul business, and then he hired Ruben Posada and I. We were laid off. And he hired us to move people in Green Valley, take a U-Haul truck over there and move them around. Then he got to moving us, and we were moving people into Prescott and moving. His daughter came in, and she was one of my nurses. And I saw her. I go, hey, you were one of my nurses. And she goes, yeah. She goes, this is my dad. I go, oh, cool. I said, hey, what happened to the other nurse? And she said, oh, it wasn't too long after you were there. She quit and she went down. She was flying with some group of people that were doing.
Amen.
So I said, Lord, if you have to take my appendix out, I could walk down there and go see her if that's what you want. But hey, you know what? God will use you wherever you're at. There's reasons why you're going through things. There's a reason. God can help you to understand that He really, really, really is in charge of your life. Really is. It's really a cool thing. He's a God that heals. I do thank God for doctors. But I believe that God has told us to look at my word, look at his word, and believe him for what he's saying. Is that all right? Can I tell you that God is trustworthy? What his word tells you is true. It's the truth. And so you can stand on it. I got some more for you. Deuteronomy chapter 7, verses 12 through 15. Let's put that up. Wherefore it shall come to pass, if you listen to these judgments and keep them and do them, that the Lord your God shall keep unto you the covenant and the mercy which he swore to your fathers. We are, as men and women of God, children of faith, we are of our father Abraham. Is that right? He is. You guys remember singing Father Abraham when you're young? Father Abraham. And he says, there's a mercy on you. Can you say amen to that?
Amen.
Aren't you glad God's mercy is on you?
Amen.
Aren't you glad? Hallelujah. God shall keep unto you the covenant and the mercy which he swore to your fathers, and he will love you. Isn't that right? Is that good? And he will bless you. Amen? Amen. Come on, you got to say amen. Are you glad to be blessed? Amen. And multiply you. Amen?
Amen.
I don't know if I want any more kids. Come on, man. Yeah, no. But I do like the house full of folks. And I count you as brothers and sisters. And all the kids are our kids. Amen? And you know what? So, yeah, multiply us, Lord. Multiply us over and over. He will also bless the fruit of your womb, the fruit of your land, your corn, your wine. Winos. Your oil, the increase of your kind, the flocks of your sheep, and the land which he swore to your fathers to give you. Thou shalt be blessed above all people. How are you in for that? Say, come on. God, do you know that God's the same yesterday and forever? So these are promises that he's talking to us even today. And he says that thou shalt be blessed above all people. There shall not be male nor female barren among you or among your cattle. He says, and the Lord will take away from you. Listen to this. All sickness. Is that right? How much sickness?
All.
How much is that?
Everything.
How much is all?
All.
If he says, I will take away from you all sickness. Is that right?
Yeah.
Is his covenant mercy upon you?
Yeah.
Do you believe in Jesus?
Oh, yeah.
Come on, man. His covenant is in you and it's working in you. And this is what he says. I will remove from you all sickness. All sickness. You got to believe God. Hallelujah. And he says, I will take away from me all sickness and put none of the evil diseases of Egypt, which you know, upon you, but will lay them upon all them that hate you. Okay, God. Okay. I know some guys that I really am praying for, God, and they might not like me too much, but don't get them real sick. Don't put it. But can I tell you, sometimes sickness will open an avenue to God that nothing else will.
Right.
Is that right? How many know that? How many know people that didn't want to know anything about God, but then all of a sudden they got sick. Now they're asking you, hey, can you pray for me?
Hallelujah.
Ooh, yeah. Some brothers up at the mine asked me about that. There's one brother, his wife was sick, and he goes, I feel kind of ashamed asking you because, you know, I've kind of made fun of you. Everybody made fun of me, the Jesus guy. Anyway, he says, can you pray for my wife? Absolutely, man. I'll go, where's she at? I'll go over to your house. No, no, you don't have to do that. Just pray for her. I said, okay. Huh. Psalm 103, verses 1 through 5. How many of you know you got benefits? How many of you know that you have benefits? The kingdom of God comes with benefits. How many of you know that? Oh, come on, man. There's a lot of benefits in the kingdom of God. But I just like God. I like the word right here because God kind of nails some of these benefits down for us just so that, you know, so we can look at them and discuss them a little bit. And it says, bless the Lord, O my soul. Praise God. O my soul and all that's within me, bless his holy name. Say amen to that.
Amen.
Amen. How many know he's holy? Our Father which art in heaven, hallowed, holy be thy name. Hallelujah. Forget not all his what?
Benefits.
How do you like that word, benefits? How are your insurance benefits really good? Or do they seem like they're dwindling little by little? The money's going up and the benefits are going down. Hallelujah. Hey, don't worry about it. He's got benefits right here.
Right.
You got benefits better than any insurance program. If you will believe them, if you'll take them to heart, if you'll hold on to them within you. I got to tell you, it's important that you hold on to what God says to you. Do you hear me? Because there is an enemy out there. You guys know it. The Bible says that the sower sows the seeds, and there's birds that come and try to get that seed and carry it off. And so nothing grows. But I'm telling you, so it's important that you grasp what God gives you, what you hear, and you say, this is mine. This belongs to me. See, the Holy Spirit has come here for a couple of things. He come to influence your life. He influences your life by the word of God. He comes also to promote you. He promotes you by the word of God. The more of the word of God you receive and you hold on to it, you become promoted. How many like being promoted over sickness and disease? Come on, man.
Right here.
How many like being promoted over being that tail and now you're promoted to the head? How many like that? See, God's word comes with promotions. We gotta hold on to them. And God comes, the Holy Spirit also comes to maintain those. You know what I like about the way he maintains things? Because when he shows you something, the Bible says he adds a little here and a little there. He adds a precept here and a precept there. Here a little, there a little, and it begins to build this beautiful thing within your heart, and then all of a sudden, these things are concrete to you. You begin to say, hey man, this is what the Lord says. This is why I said, this is why I tell my body, this is what the Lord says. I was sitting back there earlier, I said, man, I can't even do this. I'm doing it now. Amen. Because the Word of God is real.
Amen.
Yes.
I don't care if my back says he's hurt. I don't care. My God says I'm healed. It's a fact. It's truth. I know what the enemy's trying to do. I get it. But I don't like giving him any kind of airtime in here. You know what I'm saying? He wanted to be the chief. He wanted to be over God. Can you imagine that? How stupid. And folks, we listen to him all the time. We'll listen to what he says and we'll say, oh, God didn't really say that. Yeah, he did. Oh, yes, he did. Look at these benefits. Forget not the benefits. Don't forget his benefits. Everybody say, don't forget it. Don't forget it. Don't fall asleep here. Don't forget your benefits. Says this, number one, who forgives what? All your iniquities. Can I tell you that's benefit number one, that as the entry point to all the rest of the benefits. If you don't come to him and ask for forgiveness, he's actually tied. His hands are tied to try to help you. Because you will not release the sin that you're in or what you're doing. So I'm going to say, first, number one, he forgives all your iniquities. Hey, if there's anybody in here that you're doing stuff that you shouldn't be doing, come on, man. Hallelujah. Listen to the Word of God. Listen to what he's saying. He loves you and he cares about you. Oh, man. Number two. Who heals what?
All
your diseases. All your diseases. Well, God doesn't know how to heal diabetes. Come on, man. Well, God doesn't know about my heart. Yes, he does. He heals everything that is contrary to man. He heals it all. Folks, really, we really got to get these things. We really need to understand what God is saying to us, because the fact of the matter is, we're the body of Christ in the earth. We're the body of Christ in the earth. Look at the next one. Who redeems your life from destruction. Is that all right? Is that cool? Man. That's why I look at these little mice that try to get under my house, and you guys can't eat here, man. If you start destroying stuff, you're dead. And they do die. He redeems your life from destruction. You guys heard my hawk story? I got hawks over there watching over my grass.
Hallelujah.
I got no idea how that's happening, other than it's the Lord. I said, yeah, cool, man. Praise God. Poor rabbits. I don't know. He redeems your life from destruction, who crowns you with loving kindness and tender mercies. Is that right?
Yes.
Is God, is he kind to you?
Yes.
Loving kindness.
Yes.
Tender mercies. Very kind. And then he says this, who satisfies your mouth with good things. Now I want you to pay very close attention to this part right here. It says, satisfies your mouth with good things so that your youth is renewed as the eagles. How many like being young? I remember when I was 13, I couldn't wait to be 15 so I could drive. Didn't like being that young. Now I wish I was, hey. But the Word of God says here, he satisfies your mouth with good things so that your youth was renewed as the eagles. Can I tell you how connected you are when you take God's word and you say things like, my youth is renewed as the eagles, because he places it in your mouth for you to speak it so that your body can hear it and your body begins to respond to it. Can I tell you, just the whole earth responds to the Word of God. Do you understand that?
Yes.
You remember that? In the beginning, God created what? The heavens and the earth. How did he do it? Brought his hands out, formed it? No, he spoke it. And we are created in the image of God. So the things that we speak are so important to us. So right here in this scripture where he says, he satisfies your mouth with good things so that your youth is renewed as the eagles. Come on. You can have a part to play on your strength. Is that right? Can I tell you this? The word of God, and it's not up there, but this Psalm 68:28 says this. God has commanded your strength. Commanded your strength. Just as he commanded the heavens and the earth and all the things in the beginning, he's commanded your strength. He said, be strong. I don't know. I can't remember who I was talking this morning. And they said, man, I feel a little, feeling a little. Oh, I remember who it was. I'm feeling a little weak. How many of you say, man, I'm tired? I say that myself. Don't, you know, those words are productive. Do you hear me? They're productive words. So you keep saying, I'm tired. But I'm going to tell you something. You're going to talk your way into being tired all the time. So when it comes out of your mouth, say, nah, I don't think so. I'm good. When it comes up, I'm good. Is that okay? Folks, really, we're still talking about healing because it's important to what we say. I had somebody tell me my diabetes is up. I'm having trouble with my blood sugar right now. My diabetes is crazy. I said, one of the problems is that you're calling it your diabetes. Let it go. Take to get a hold of that word and don't let it ever come in again. Never claim a sickness or a disease. Never put an ownership to it. Can you hear what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah.
Some folks, though, I'm not real sure if you're getting what I'm saying, but by your mouth, you will place an ownership and it leaves God. So God says, and it told the Israelites in the Old Testament, he goes, if you say about the nations around you that they are too strong for you, he says, there's no way I can't get rid of them because you're already saying they're too strong for you.
Right.
He told that to Moses when the children of Israel are out there. It's the same thing to us. When you take possession of something, it's yours. Come on, man. So stop it. Amen? Can I tell you, you're affecting the body of Christ. Oh man, you say that's going to be on your mind. Come on, we affect one another. We are members one of another. Is that right? Is that what the Word of God says? So we've got to listen to these things. Psalm 107, verse 20 says this. He sent his word and healed them and delivered them from their destructions. Who's the word? Jesus is the word. John chapter 1 verse 14 says this. The word was made flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld his glory as the glory of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. Jesus was the word. He sent his word and healed them. Matthew 27 chapter 26 through 31. I want to read this here. Then released, talking about Pilate, then released he Barnabas unto them, and when he had scourged Jesus, he delivered him to be crucified. The soldiers of the governor took Jesus into the common hall, gathered unto him the whole band of soldiers, and they stripped him and put on him a scarlet robe. And when they had plaited a crown of thorns, they put it on his head and a reed in his right hand, and they bowed the knee before him and mocked him, saying, "Hail, King of the Jews." And they spit on him and took the reed and smote him on the head. And after that, they had mocked him. They took the robe off him and put his own raiment on him and led him away to crucify him. This is a king. Came to do for us what we could not do. Is that right? They beat him. Pilate ordered him whipped, stripped and whipped. They placed a crown of thorn on his head. They took a reed, put it in his hand, put a robe on him, mocked him, made fun of him. Can you imagine the angels of God in heaven? God, let me get down there. God, no. God, let me. God, can we go? Come on, man. I can imagine God saying, just turn around and look away. My thoughts, I don't know. But I would say that would be very difficult to watch. Because earlier God had said, this is my beloved son in whom I'm well pleased. Jesus in the garden said, Father, not my will be done, but your will be done, God. I don't think Jesus was so much concerned about the cross. He was more concerned about doing the will of his Father. God, thy will be done. I'll do what you want. They whipped him, stripped him and whipped him. And Isaiah 53 verses 5 through 6 says this. He was wounded for our transgressions, right? He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him, and with his stripes, what?
We are healed.
All we like sheep have gone astray. Have we gone astray? We've turned everyone to his own way, and the Lord has laid on him the iniquity of us all. By his stripes, we are healed. Peter in 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 24 says this, by his stripes, you were healed. And can I tell you, when I say God's word to somebody, and I'll say, hey man, you know, the word of God says that by his stripes you've been healed. I don't know if it's a place where they're, you know, it's almost like, yeah, I've heard that before. And there's no reality to it. But I would say this morning that God is saying, look, I watched my son take those stripes for you, for your healing. I watched him. I don't believe God turned his eyes away once from his son while he was doing this. I believe that when he... Folks, they could not kill Jesus. Do you know that? They could not kill the man. When they saw that he might survive the whipping, because it was kind of a Roman thing that they said that they would, if any man could survive 40 lashes of the Roman scourge, or what do we call it? But they'd immediately set him free. Got to 39, said, that's it, no more. They didn't want to set him free. They could not kill the man. Because the word of God says this, that the wages of sin is death. Jesus had never sinned, therefore death could not come upon him. Could not take a hold of him. It wasn't until the Father took the sins of the world and placed it on his son that death had the legal right to grab a hold of him and say, you're mine. And he died. Those stripes that he took were for our healing. That's the word of God. That's what God is saying this morning. Do you not understand that I watched my son go through that? It's not something for you to take lightly. Because God wasn't playing. God wasn't messing around. He says, by his stripes, you have been healed. Oh, God. Romans chapter 8, verses 10 and 11. He died and rose again. And then anybody that believes in Jesus Christ, if you gave your heart to the Lord and you say, God, I believe everything that you're saying. I believe you died for me. God, I believe it. He sends his spirit to speak to you and to come and dwell within you. And this is what the word of God says right here in Romans. It says, if Christ be in you, the body is dead because of sin. Is that right? But the spirit is alive because of righteousness. But if the spirit of him that raised up Jesus from the dead dwells in you, he that raised up Christ from the dead shall also what? Quicken your mortal bodies by his spirit that dwells in you. Can I tell you something? This quickening of the body is called healing. It's healing. Every time you receive a word, I tell, like I say to you, even if it's not about healing, let's say it's about you prospering. It's about him causing you to be the light of the world, to be a shiny light. Whatever those things are, whatever he says to you, he's quickening you. But he wants you whole. He wants you healed and whole. Can I say that to you? We are so quick to grab a pill. We are so quick to call the doctor. We are so quick to do, our knee-jerk response is into the world. And God is saying, not with my kids. Your knee-jerk response should be, I'm going to pray. I'll be right back. I'm going to pray. I've got a pain. I'm going to go pray. I'm going to find out who it belongs to. Because that's what I do. I will say, God, this is not mine. This ain't mine. You know what I'm saying?
I don't want it.
The Word of God says, by His stripes I've been healed. So if I got something going on, if I got a pain, if we got a bad headache, I said, God, somebody's got a bad headache. I'm going to pray for them right now because this don't belong to me. It's not mine. I keep my body under subjection. Is that right? We have to, because that's what the Word of God has told us. You're going to like this scripture right here. 2 Corinthians chapter 10, verses 4 through 5. That's cool, huh? 4 through 5. That's 4 or 5. Is everybody awake? You didn't get that. Okay, that's okay. I don't know. It's a bad joke. It says, for the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty, what?
Through God.
Can I tell you something? Sickness, going through something that's going on in your body, it's a battle. How many say amen? It is a battle. It really is. But there are weapons that are not carnal. They're not man-made weapons. Can I tell you faith is a weapon? Can I tell you trust is a weapon with God? He says, yeah, come on. Just trust me a little more. Trust me a little more. Come on. He says this, the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God to the pulling down of what?
Strongholds.
Casting down imaginations and every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God, and bringing into captivity, what? Every thought to the obedience of Christ. Now, I just want to point out a couple of things. Imaginations and thought are different. Imaginations can come in about all sorts of things, and they end up being a thought. They multiply themselves, and they become a thought. Is that okay? I might have lost you a little bit there, but imaginations are different from thoughts. They come in, they're very dismissible. Can I say, you know what I mean by dismissible? An imagination, there's a word I think it's the NIV uses, and the word is reasonings. There's reasonings. Yeah. We are people of reasoning. Reasoning. Can I tell you, we need to quit reasoning and just read the Word of God. Yeah. Quit reasoning. Quit giving God reasons why you can't be healed. Quit giving him reasons. Because he's already given us reasons why you should be healed. It's a done deal.
Amen.
You are healed. It's already a done deal. But you have to receive it. Personally. I can't receive it for you. All those people that we were praying for yesterday, every one of them that's on those cards has to believe that God has done the work that he says he's done.
Amen.
Otherwise, hang out and you're... I mean, does that sound mean? It doesn't sound mean. But I'm going to tell you, God is serious about this. My son died for you. Take a hold of my word and hold and hold. Stand. And when you've done all to stand, stand. And God says this. He says, no one will be ashamed that put their trust in me. No one. Whew. I know it's a little heavy. It's a little hard this morning. Amen. But I'm telling you, God is saying, I want my body healed. The body of Christ needs to be healed. Walk in healing. Hallelujah. It's crazy. Reasonings. Well, how many like that when somebody goes, well, I don't know. As a pastor, can I tell you that I'm a pastor? Pastor John, we're pastors. And all we can do is lay out a good field for you to eat in. Is that right? Is that cool?
Amen.
As pastors, we are to lay out the field and say, chew on this a while. Everybody go, bah. Seriously, no, bah. No, I will not do that. Hey, listen, but as pastors, we are to look for a field, find the field, speak to you about the field, and let you go eat in the field. And while you're eating, we go what? We go find another field, because you're going to eat it all. Y'all like to eat. You're going to eat all the stuff in that field, and you're going to need to go somewhere else. So that's what a shepherd's job is. Is that okay? A shepherd and a pastor are almost the same thing in the kingdom of God. So know this. All I can do is lay out the field. You don't have to eat. You don't want to. But I can't tell you get weak. I can't tell you. You can be attacked by lions and bears and, you know, oh no, what's that? Lions and tigers and bears. Oh no, lions and tigers. Sorry. No Wizard of Oz in here, guys. Come on, man. So all we can do is lay out the field. I'm going to show you something God's been talking to me about leaves. How many like leaves? Anybody like leaves?
Yes.
How many from back east where the leaves fall off the trees? They turn red and then they fall off the trees, man. Yeah, I love leaves. I like leaves. Yeah, and God's been talking to me about leaves. And then mesquite leaves are little tiny things. When you're trying to rake them, you just about can't. There's no way. They're just so small. No rake is that small. Anyway, I do a lot of raking, so... While I'm raking, God begins to talk to me. But God began to talk to me about leaves. And I said, and so I remembered some scriptures, and it talks about, you know, blessed is the man who walks not in the counsel of the ungodly, it's Psalm 1, or stands in the sin, or stands in the way of sinners, or sits in the seat of the scornful. But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law he meditates day and night. He shall be as a tree planted before the rivers of water, which brings forth his fruit in his season. And then it says here, it says, his leaf shall not wither, and whatsoever he does shall prosper. It says, the ungodly are not so, but as the sap that the wind driveth away. Anyway, I asked him, God, what kind of tree is that? That's me asking God. Okay, God, what kind of tree is that? And so if you're talking to me about leaves, because the Bible talks about in Revelation that there's trees on either side of the river. And the leaves of the trees are for the healing of the nations. Do you know that? Those trees, those leaves. And see, I believe that's for right now. I believe those trees are partakeable. We can partake of those trees right now. Amen. His name is Jesus. He is the tree of life that was in the garden. Oh, come on, you guys got to go with me, man, all right? Listen, hear what I'm saying. He is the tree of life, and those leaves are for the healings of the nations, amen? Hallelujah, and they're there. And so I said, God, what kind of tree is that? I asked her. And you know what's kind of cool? God said, it's not about the tree, it's about the leaf and what the leaf does. How many of you guys know what photosynthesis is? And I remember that when going through biology, I guess photosynthesis, that was the name of it. I asked Rosie, I go, what's that process with that the leaves do when they're, she goes, I don't know. And I said, come on, Rosie. Yeah, we have fun together, duh. We look at each other, duh. Sorry, I said, what's that? Yeah, photosynthesis, so I looked it up, and it says, a process used by plants to convert light into chemical energy to be fuel for the plant.
Come on.
And that's what the Lord said. It's not the tree, it's the leaf. And what the leaf does for the tree, it converts light into chemical energy that it might be fuel for the tree. Isn't that cool? Do you get it? Do you get it? The word of God is light. Didn't it say, thy word is a light unto my path? The word of God is light. And when you take the light in, it converts to fuel for you. Is that cool?
Amen.
Come on, man.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. Oh, Oh, you know, when I'm raking, I'm going, oh yeah, God, it's cool. I go look at it. I go in the house and check. I said, God, just what you're saying. Check this out. Look at this scripture. It says Isaiah. No. We're going to go to Ezekiel chapter 47, verse 1. Because I, like I said, almost every sermon is going to be flow. There's going to be something about flow. And this is a passage in Ezekiel that I said, God, I can't wait to bring this one out. And he goes, you're not going to bring the whole thing out. You're just going to bring part of it. Okay, come on. But this chapter talks about a flow that's coming out of the sanctuary, out of heaven, if you will. We'll call it out of heaven, a flow. Jesus said, out of your innermost being shall flow rivers of living water. And there is a flow coming out of the sanctuary where God is. And then, so I don't know. I really don't know yet what the angel was having Ezekiel do, but they're measuring. So they cross this little bit of flow that's going, and Ezekiel says it was up to my ankles. And then he goes, and they go across, and they come back across it, and he said, then over the second time, it was up to my knees. And then the third time, he said, it was up to my hips. And the fourth time they tried to cross it, it said it was a mighty river. You could swim across it. You had to swim across it because you couldn't walk through it. And it's a flow. And I believe this flow is for today. I don't believe it's a trickle anymore. I believe we are in waters to swim, folks. There is a flow of God that's coming into the house of God that's coming from all sorts of different directions. But it's the flow of God. And in verse 1, it says this. Afterward, he brought me again into the door of the house, and behold, waters issued out from under the threshold of the house eastward for the front fourth of the house stood toward the east. The waters came down from under the right side of the house at the south side of the altar. Saying a lot of stuff, but I'm just saying that these waters are coming out of the sanctuary. Is that okay? And then we're going to go to verse 9. And I want you to look at this. It shall come to pass that everything that lives, which moves wheresoever the rivers shall come, shall live. And there shall be a very great multitude of fish, because these waters shall come there, for they shall be healed, and everything shall live where the river comes. I'm just going to remind you of what God spoke to this house when I was out in front. I'm just going to remind you of this because I believe it's very important to us, because as the body of Christ, we need to understand that God is saying, I have a river that's coming to the house and it's going to flow in the city. But one of the things when I was prophesying to the house, I said, open up, O ye gates, open up, ye everlasting doors, and the King of Glory will come in. Who is the King of Glory? The Lord, mighty in battle. Amen? Hallelujah. And then it said, out of thee, O house of God, shall flow rivers of living water. This was a prophecy that I was prophesying right out front. Out of this house will flow rivers of living water. And then I said, out of this house shall flow the people of God, carrying the water into every part of the city where people will get the water and they will live. Right. Prophesied to the house. And folks, this whole thing is about flow. It really is about flow. And this is what God is doing. We have to learn how to flow together. Amen?
Amen.
When you're sick, I'm sick. When you're hurting, I'm hurting.
Amen.
We are the body of Christ. And God says it's time for healing. It is time.
Yes. Yes.
Yes. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Isn't that cool?
Yeah.
I'm going to tell you, this is the kingdom of God we're talking about. There aren't people, when the people come out of Egypt, the scriptures say that there was nobody feeble or halt or broken, or they are all strong. Come on. And that's why, see, God does these things. We can't do it. All we are required to do is believe what the prophets have said, believe God, believe the Lord and what he said, and hold to it and hold to it and hold to it. And you watch what God does. Woo, come on, hallelujah. We're singing in one of the songs this morning. It says, my trust is in your word, and you have the final say. Do you believe that?
Yes.
Do you believe God has a final say?
Yes.
Do you really believe that?
Yep.
That would be something you take home. Next time Next time you get this, what pick up something like a headache, do you believe what we just, your word has a final say, God, in the name of Jesus, this can't stay. I am whole and complete in Christ's name. Is that right?
That's right.
It's not, those things aren't hard to say, but sometimes when you're not feeling good, they're difficult, but you say them anyway. We are the body of Christ. Watch the scripture. This is the last one. Isaiah chapter 58, verse 8. Then shall thy light break forth as the morning, and thine health shall spring forth speedily. Thy righteousness shall go before thee, and the glory of the Lord shall be your reward. I just want to point out that this scripture talks about light and health. Just like that leaf, the life, the light will produce the health. So folks, we have to look at God's word and believe what it said. Amen?
Right. Amen.
Come on, man. That's the word of God this morning. That's what God is saying to you this morning. God will be saying to you, hey, believe what I've told you. Believe my word. Can I tell you, he knows your heart? He knows if you're believing him or not. He knows. If you're having a hard time believing him, just tell him, God, I'm having a hard time believing this. And he will help you to believe these things. Folks, we're the body of Christ. We're to build and strengthen one another. You might have a word for your brother or your sister that's sitting next to you. Now, you've been saying, I'm not going to say it to him. I'm afraid to say it to him. Whatever. Don't be afraid. We're going to enter in just a little bit right now. We're going to enter in a little bit of worship. And I want you to sing the words that are on the song that we're going to sing. And if you feel like you want to go pray for somebody, lay hands on somebody, I'll take some of that. Just get up and just start doing it. Because, folks, we are members one of another. We are the body of Christ. We have one head. What's his name?
Jesus.
One head. So let's just do a little body ministry right now. I'm going to ask you for something. I'm going to ask you to do something. Right now, some of you might be thinking about the healing that maybe my uncle needs or my aunt needs or my mom needs some healing or whatever. I'm going to ask you just to consider what he's saying to you personally right now. What you just heard, he's talking to you. Your vessel. You, who you are. Receive the word of the Lord this morning. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. You can sit there and just close your eyes just a little bit. We're going to put the song, we're going to put the words up to the song and just worship with us a little bit.
Thank you for joining us today. Faith comes from hearing and hearing through the word of Christ. We encourage you to keep listening and keep reading the word of God. You can connect with us at welcometotheshow.org to learn more about our church and how you can get involved. Until next week, God bless.